You're the worst.
You said Coraline, and who did Coraline? Tim Burton.
Oh, nope. Man.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Well, it might as well have been. You know what? He did Nightmare Before Christmas, and everyone copied that shit, so it might as well have been.
Oh, my gosh. Coraline
so,
was...
let me get this straight. After Night... Wait, have you seen Nightmare Before Christmas?
Me?
Yeah. No, the other guy who hasn't watched Tim Burton movies.
I seen it in theaters. I seen it.
But you hated it.
No, I liked it until, like, everyone was on its dick about it. I mean, it's a good movie, but it ain't that fucking great. Where everyone's like, I need to buy all the merchandise. I'm Jack Skellington. Boogie woogie, motherfucker.
I liked it before Blink-182 mentioned it in that brief in that one song of theirs. And then suddenly every fucking emo kid in the world was like, oh my god, oh, we're like Jack and Sally.
Oh yeah. Like Jack and Sally.
Yeah.
You know who wrote that song? Travis Barker.
See? People who liked Coraline also liked everything fucking Tim Burton has ever done.
Ugh, shut up.
IMDb, look it up.
I'm on the page right now, but he had nothing to do with that movie. Coraline was a great movie because... Coraline was a great movie.
You're in the house, Coraline.
Hey, seriously, though, if she gotten in that house when she was supposed to, none of it would have happened. But it was Neil Gaiman.
Coraline!
No gaming.
Oh, hey, watch that! Watch that video, Doug.
Oh yeah. There's an ad, but Paranorman had the in the movie he had like an older sister, older brother. I don't remember who it was. I think it was his older brother, who was like a jock football player. And there's this one like this babysitter or something is like in love with him and trying to get him to like kiss her and stuff throughout the entire movie. And he's just kind of like a dumb jock. And then at the very end, it's like, oh, hey, it's my boyfriend. And she's like, oh, okay. Like, but it, and like, that was the only reference of him being gay, was at the very end when he was like, hey, this is my gay boyfriend. This is my boyfriend.
This is my gay boyfriend.
This yeah, is my gay boyfriend.
They really put it out there. They were like, this is my gay boyfriend.
Really spelling that shit out.
Yeah. But it was. It was a good movie.
You're a good movie.
Aw, thanks. Now I'm going to watch this video, so shut up.
Take off your shirt when you watch it. Don't be gay. Get naked.
Oh. Why'd you make that noise?
Yeah. What's up?
My nose.
It was at this one. He did it at the perfect time, where it was a shot of Dumbledore just sitting there, like, and he went, You know what though? I don't love Dumbledore like the rest of the world does. I think I have Tumblr to blame on that. Where people just. Absolutely go like, hey, he was kind of a fucked up character.
You know, I wasn't
he
like
really was.
I think he was like I don't know, I felt like he was a fatherly figure, but I wasn't like all in on him, especially when they obviously you read the books and I didn't, so but when they changed character or like when they changed actors too, it kind of I was like, eh.
Oh man, yeah. Well
because that's his fault for dying.
Yeah, I was gonna say the original guy, Richard Harris, he passed away. And then, yeah, and then Michael Gambon took over, and that I did not like him because there's that scene in Goblet of Fire where he, when he pulls Harry's name out of the Goblet of Fire or whatever, and then he, like, charges at him, and is like, did you put your name in there? And it's like, whoa, like, that is not how he was ever in the books. Like, he never was that, like, mad about anything. He was always super chill. Mm-hmm. But my problem with him in the books is that he does all this shit to, like, Harry to try to fight Voldemort, really, like, in the end, it's all this, like, elusive, you know, plan to fight Voldemort. But, like, he's still, like, an 11-year-old kid in the first book. Like, that's fucked up, all the stuff that you kind of had to put him through to do that. And one of the things I saw on Tumblr was, like, again, this huge list of, like, why he was not a good character. In the very end, it's like, there's never an excuse to leave a child in an abusive family or an abusive home. Mm-hmm. And I was like, holy shit! Like, that's a fucking good point.
Yeah. Yeah,
like they could have sent him to live with the Weasleys. He could have gone there instead.
That's true.
And instead, hit every summer they sent him back to the Dursleys, who were abusive, like mentally abusive and like just terrible people. I'm like, man, that is pretty true. It is pretty fucked up. Harry Potter. Hey, Kev, you should totally watch those movies.
I know. Debbie's always trying to get me to watch them. And
they're really good. Yeah, like, why, I don't understand.
I don't know. Every time she says the word Harry Potter, I just want to fucking noogie her and be like, fucking nerd!
Wow. Well, no, I did not. You know what? Oh,
I
my
don't,
God.
I can't. What?
I'm kidding.
I don't get it.
Joking.
No.
There was
so much truth in what you just said.
Yeah, don't. No, there's. Yeah, there's truth in every...
I don't know. I'm just not really into fantasy films. Like magic, I could give two shits about. Even like Lord of the Rings, even when I liked it, I didn't really care for it. So, I mean, it's just...
Then why are you playing video games? Because when everyone's made...
I don't play
made,
fucking magic video games.
Yeah, but everyone is made with magic. The magic of computers.
I like the look you had on your face. Everyone's made with magic.
Is that how I talk?
You're like a big bulldog.
It's like, fantasy, but it's not. I mean, it's one of those series where it's right on that. It totally is a fantasy series. Obviously, there's dragons and giants and things like that. Mm. But it's also, it's a kid who literally lived most of his life in the normal world and then was like, oh shit, I'm a fucking wizard. Like, and then he's just thrown into this world and you are with him. So that's what makes it fun. But it's not like Game of Thrones where it's like, hey, there's totally dragons in this world. We just haven't seen them for a couple hundreds of years. Yes.
Hey everybody, winter's coming.
And yeah, you know,
with
exactly.
Harry Potter, everybody.
This one's like literally like, oh shit, there are fucking dragons. What the fuck is this?
It's crackheads?
There are crackheads and dragons.
Oh, dragons! I think you said crackheads. I was like, man, Harry Potter. I gotta watch these. I gotta watch these newer movies.
Yeah, man, Bellatrix Lestrange is a fucking crackhead.
Like, Harry, give me some more smack.
Harry Potter,
diddly wittily smack.
No, there is a couple characters that you would believe are on crack.
What I'm saying, Bellatrix Lestrange, man, oh like she God. Totally shows up in like movie six or whatever, and you're like, you are on hard stuff, sister.
You are a son of a bitch.
Like you definitely suck dick for crack. Like there is no doubting about it.
Oh man,
this is very true. This is very true. So watch the movie, and you're going to be able to see her suck some dick for some crack.
Yeah, I mean, probably not, but maybe.
If Hermione's involved, I'll watch it.
I feel so
in the movies.
Oh my God, I felt so dirty, like because how hot she is now, and you know she's of age. And then when I was rewatching it with Colin, I was like, this girl grows up to be really hot. And then I was just like, but I feel real
but
dirty
right
now.
At least
you
weren't watching it like when it first came out, and it's going like, man, she's going to grow up to be really hot.
She's so hot.
Like I think the third, like the early days of the internet was the whole fucking Mary Kate and Olsen twin, like fucking watch 18 watch.
Oh yeah,
which is
seriously.
Fucking creepy, and they both look like goddamn skeletons.
Yeah.
Their younger sister looks hotter than both of them.
I remember
combined.
When I was hosting my first countdown for those two. It was
see hosting.
Give me the maps.
I think on Fuller House, which also started filming today, we should have probably mentioned that on the show, but whatever. They don't none of the two twins they're not on the show anymore, which whatever, it's fine. But they should totally have gotten the sister. Like she should have played them because she looks more like what they did on the show than they do now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like so they should have totally gotten their little sister.
And Elizabeth Olsen's doing everything else anyway, why not?
Yeah. I mean, maybe she's too busy filming Civil War right now, but, I mean, whatever.
That would have been hilarious if they would have got her. Or if they just recast someone totally different. That would be hilarious, too. Just someone who doesn't even look like them.
I'm really curious to see what they do on the show, because I guess they're just going to write her out. But everyone, they posted a picture from, like, set or whatever, and literally everyone is there except for them. Like, everybody. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Even the Gibbs. The Gibbler.
That's so weird.
The Gibbler is there.
Because her and Candace Cameron are like besties in real life.
Yeah, and I guess the only person that may have been missing would have been, and they don't count, the two twins, the other twins.
The boys.
Was that Zach and Cody in that show?
I don't fucking
know. No, I don't think it was. They were the son on Friends.
What about Comet?
No, that fucker dead.
That fucker dead.
But, you know, maybe they'll be on Comet 5 at this point. Who knows, man?
Comet 5.
I totally didn't know that that was an Olsen sister.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, I did not know.
She looks exactly like them, but younger.
I know. I just did not. I didn't put it together.
You just didn't put together.
I just watching her as a Scarlet Witch. I didn't even.
That's funny. And Godzilla.
Wow.
An old boy.
Yeah, definitely an old boy.
Yeah, for sure an old boy.
Huh. Well, this is just news to me.
It's really funny. My sisters loved the Olsen twins growing up, so we had like all of their VHS tapes. And there's one I distinctly remember where they go to some ranch or some shit. I don't remember why. They're being like detectives or some shit. And at some point, they're like leaving their house and they say goodbye to their older brother and little sister. And they literally call, they're like, bye, Liz or Elizabeth or whatever. And I always remember, it's like, oh, they have a little sister named Elizabeth. So when she started acting, I was like, holy shit. Like, it's you. You do exist. You weren't just made up for their TV show. Like, you legitimately actually exist.
How unfair is it that that family gets three kids that are completely and wildly successful?
No, look at the fucking Culkins. McCulkins or whatever.
It's true.
Culkins, yeah. Because they've got him. And Macaulay is famous. The dude from, what was his name? Fucking Bob Culkin. The guy from
now you're losing it because I don't even know that guy.
You don't know Bob Culkin?
Yeah. What was he at?
Hey, Robert, to you.
Someone
from Scott Pilgrim, which
Rory
is fucking,
or something like that.
I don't fucking know.
It was like Rory.
Good old Rory McCulkin.
Oh, that's Rory. I forgot about him.
But yeah, I mean, the Culkins are another one where they had like three or four famous brothers. Yeah. The fucking Baldwins.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Rory Culkin. Like, I'm not shitting you.
Fucking.
Good memory, Kev.
But that's not him. Holy shit, Rory Culkin wasn't the one from Scott Pilgrim. He was the one from Signs and Scream 4.
Who the fuck was in Scott Pilgrim, then?
That was...
fucking Seamus Culkin?
Oh my god. Holy shit, there's so many. Was it Kieran
there's
Culkin?
There's so many Culkins.
Fucking
yeah, Kieran.
Drop a fucking coin in a well.
Kieran Culkin was in Scott Pilgrim and Home Alone and Igby Goes Down.
Yeah, he does. What? Brazers Presents.
Give me the maps.
I'm just looking. You got Kieran Culkin, Macaulay Culkin, Quinn Culkin, Kit Culkin, Christian Culkin, and Rory Culkin.
Wow.
There's so many of them that you say it so many times that Culkin doesn't even sound like a last name.
Yeah.
Sounds like having a stroke.
Oh, Vic Firth died today.
Who?
Vic Firth is drumming. Like, he made drumsticks and percussions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's pretty amazing with the drums. Like, he was a drum pioneer, if anything. But yeah, I met him once when I was working at Guitar Center. That's a bummer. He has drumsticks, Vic Firth drumsticks, like his brand.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
There are 7 Culkin kids, by the way. God,
they pumped them out just to make money off of them.
Yeah, seriously. Dakota?
Who's that motherfucker in?
Holy shit. She died in 2008. What the fuck?
Never mind.
Is it Culkin that died?
What I say.
Uh-huh.
Man.
My bad.
Macaulay Culkin's older sister Dakota has been killed after she stepped in front of a car in West Los Angeles.
That'll do it.
Most likely. Most of the time.
Yikes. So many of them. So many.
I'm just going to randomly hear an
IMDb. So the notes are done.
Okay. Is anybody going to see that film this weekend?
No. What?
Fuck no. Mission Impossible?
Yeah. This opening this week, Mission Impossible. Ooh, Vacation opens too. I might go Vacation over Mission Impossible, guys.
Mission Impossible is all the fucking same. Like, it's
I finally watched the last one whatever it was called, Ghost Protocol. Finally watched that last week.
Tom Cruise is in a position to where he could be compromised. One would say a compromising position. Here we go. Let's watch him get out of it. He's going to fight a bunch of Russian guys. He wins.
In this one, it's definitely not Russians, okay?
Now he's against his own American brethren.
Thank you.
Guess what? Spoiler alert. He wins.
Or does he?
Or does
dun,
he?
Dun, 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 dun.
Ving Rhames is going to be like, this is some bullshit.
Man, Ving Rhames is barely in the last one. He had like two lines.
It's got a 78 out of 100 Metascore, guys.
The new one?
Yeah. Huh.
That's not bad. It's passing.
Yeah.
It's a C.
It's a
high C.
Ethan and his team take on the most impossible mission yet.
Yeah, the Syndicate. They actually mentioned them in the last movie. We were just watching it. It was like, holy shit, that's the bad guys of the next movie. The very, very end. Something about the Syndicate. I was like, that's interesting.
Rusty Griswold takes his own family on a road trip to Wally World in order to spice things up with his wife and reconnect with his sons. Because that's how you spice up your life with your wife. Take her to an amusement park.
You know what I don't understand? Like, I understand Ed Helms definitely as more of a name. Like, as far as, like, if you're trying to get people to go to a comedy, like, you know, he's one of those people like, oh, Ed Helms. Like, yeah, I know him. Mm-hmm. But why not get the son from either Vacation or Christmas Vacation, as they are both also successful actors in Hollywood?
This is true. Because you got to have a big name these days.
Are there, so one of them is on Big Bang Theory and is, like, really fucking popular. Johnny Galecki is in fucking everything. And then the other one was, what's his face, from, like, Weird Science and Pretty in Pink and Breakfast Club. Nerdy McNerdson.
Did John, was he really, Johnny Galecki was really in, oh yeah, Christmas Vacation.
He's Rusty.
Holy fuck.
And I would watch a movie about him trying to be.
I was Rusty at one point.
What's that?
I said everyone's been Rusty. I've been Rusty at one point.
Yeah, they should have gotten him, and then they should have gotten Juliette Lewis to play, the older sister, because she was the sister, I think, in the movie, in Vacation, as well as in Christmas Vacation, yep. I think. And so, like, why didn't... They should have gotten those two, and it would have been great. Everyone... The only Vacation movie that people literally watch is Christmas Vacation, so why not get the two actors from that movie to play those kids?
No. Hey, Vegas Vacation was pretty strong, okay?
That was fucking awful.
Okay, I haven't watched it in many years, but...
Europe Vacation was also pretty good.
Hey, let's go to the dam. The dam.
Yeah.
Are you ready to that? And see what it did that?
I just think that getting him would have been so much better. I love Ed Helms, but I feel like...
Yeah, but I think that the reason why they didn't get Johnny here is that Johnny still looks like he's 22. They needed somebody who kind of looks in his early 40s.
He would just have to cut his hair.
And Ed Helms definitely gets that early 40s kind of look.
It was fun because that's how old he is.
True story.
I mean, that's the thing though, is that, like, it's one of those, he still looks like the character because he is, you know what I mean? Like, even as an adult, you go back and watch Vacation, you're like holy shit, that is totally Leonard from Big Bang Theory. And Juliette Lewis looks exactly the same too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie yet. Maybe it'll be really funny. It looks, honestly, as excited as I kind of am for it. I know it's not going to be good. I'm sure it's going to
be. Do you know why I think it's not going to be good? And I'll tell you this, just by watching the trailers, is instead of taking the approach that they actually did with the old Vacation films, like it was smart comedy mixed with a little bit of physical comedy, this just goes for gross humor, it looks like.
Yeah, it does. It looks exactly... Like, I mean, there were some funny, like, gross humor jokes, especially in the first one.
Yeah.
With his Uncle Eddie or whatever, or Cousin Eddie, mm-hmm. and his kids, and, like,
yeah.
totally all the incest stuff. But, again, like you said, it was kind of smart humor, where it was like, you know that, like, he's sleeping with his daughter or whatever, but the way that it's presented to you, it's like one of those, like, ha, 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 huh?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Wait,
it's just,
what?
Yeah, and then it didn't shove it in your face. It was ear just hole. Like, here's the joke. here it is. It was just like, yeah. Hey, figure out what's funny.
Let's see.
And I don't think there is any kind of... Let me see if there's a rating yet on Rotten Tomato.
That's what I was going to look for, exactly. I'm like, what has this gotten so far?
Let's see. Oh, 14%.
Yeah, man.
Oof.
Yeah, I'm like, the sister Audrey is played by Leslie Mann, and I like her, but why?
Mission Impossible is at a 97% on Rotten Tomato. The fuck?
That's pretty impressive.
14%. Well, I guess I'm switching it up and I'm going to see Mission Impossible. Fuck.
Vacation.
All I ever wanted.
Damn it. R for crude and sexual content, language throughout, and brief graphic nudity. And yeah. I'll tell you what, this right now. If Christina Applegate doesn't show her boobies, I'm going to be pretty upset because that's kind of a staple in vacation films. Just saying.
I am pretty sure she doesn't have
she got them amputated.
They may be implants at this point.
Yeah. Well, that's good too.
Because I'm pretty sure she had them cut off.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I bet you feel real fucking stupid.
Foot in mouth.
Why? What? Oh, did she have breast cancer or something?
Yeah. I think it was either she did or it was preemptive, kind of like. I like her mom or something. I mean, I don't know. I think it may have just been like...
No, you're thinking of Angelina Jolie.
No, she did it too.
Christina Applegate definitely had them cut off like 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh. Well, Angelina Jolie did too.
Yeah, and then she got fake boobies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure Christina Applegate's are probably fake too.
Yeah.
But...
Can you save the nipples? Gonna need those for the new set.
Don't know. I have absolutely no... I think some surgeries will, depending, I guess, on your surgeon, will actually probably take out... all the tissue and then put in an implant all in one.
Hmm.
But a lot of people's insurance don't cover that. So a lot of
Obama.
Get everything cut off and then they get implants later if they get them at all.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, no, it's all Obama's fault. Holy shit, what the fuck is that? ARK is introducing an electric eel. That sucks.
Oh. God.
We still haven't played that in a while, and I still got to get on the new server. I don't even know where the hell that's at.
Oh, well, you're a little late to the party because Jeremy's...
Oh, fuck up.
Jeremy's been playing once.
Yeah, you're on that one, Dave.
Yeah, I came on. And I got scared as shit. I flew all... Like, they've got every dinosaur now, and, you know... Doug didn't yell at me for taking out a connoisseur. What the hell is it called?
Connoisseur.
The connoisseur. he didn't yell at me, so I figured we were doing okay. And then I went back and I grabbed a big-ass pterodactyl and started flying around. And then they go, hey, just don't hit these two buttons or else you're going to really fuck it up. And I was like, oh, let me just go put this back.
Because I got real scared. Two buttons.
Literally the first thing I did, I got on a pterodactyl. I flew. I was flying around. I was like, oh, this is pretty easy. And I think I took my hand away from the keyboard and I put my hand back down and I hit E instead of W, which E is to dismount. And I was like 40 feet in the air and I just went
splat.
And that was like, I mean, that was forever ago. It was literally my first day flying a pterodactyl. So it was one of those like, don't hit spacebar and don't hit E or you will die.
And then came a whole bunch of other stuff where it was like, and unless you have it on follow before you took off, then we're going to have to go capture it in the sky. Then we're going to have to go bring it back, and then everyone will hate you again.
Pretty much. Yeah, because if you jump off and they're not following you, they'll literally stay hovering in the air until they get tired, and then they'll fly down and land. And at that point, you know where the fuck they went, because they just kind of like, okay, I'm going to land now. And they just fly off, like just fly and land somewhere.
Man.
That's just the pterodactyls, but yeah, the Carnosaurus, I think you took out... my coworkers, and I was like, listen, you're totally safe on him, just don't get him killed or he will be fucking pissed. Like,
and then as soon as I saw him again, he goes, hey, let's not try to get him killed, huh? He's like, fuck you, it was one time.
Like, you did kill our only raptor.
Listen.
Aww. Jeremy.
This was eons ago. Okay?
I mean, we had just gotten him. I had literally been like, riding around on him and like killing stuff all day, and I went and put him up, and then Jeremy signs on. He's like, oh cool, a raptor. 5 minutes later, like, your raptor has been killed. Like,
yeah, yeah. And then,
like, what happened?
Yeah. I literally went after and I was like, oh, I'll kill this Triceratops. And it pretty much aggroed four of them. And then they completely surrounded me and I couldn't get out. And it just went ding, 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 ding. And they fucked me, literally.
Yeah.
And then it died.
Yeah. A lot of those, you got to be careful. Yeah, if there's more than one around of any animal, like, you've got to watch out for the other ones because they'll come after you too. It sucks. But I don't know, man. Our new base is coming along nicely. The stables are coming along nicely. Making some progress, man. I've put over 200 hours in that game so far.
That's so nuts. So quick, right? I still haven't heard back from Alamo City Comic Con yet, and we're getting kind of close.
Yeah.
May want to send them a follow up. Yeah, because they're horrible at obviously following up, as you guys have all found
Who
out.
Did you email?
I emailed they have an official form now, so I filled out the form.
Okay. I was making sure because remember our purse contact got fired, so.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I went and filled out their actual media pass application.
I figured, I just wanted to make sure just to. I haven't heard from her. She got fired.
Listen to this, though, now, man. Media credentials. Qualified working journalist over the age of 17. Compler provides blah, 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 exceptions. Media outlets are requested to ensure copies of coverage sent to relations team. Media applications will be thoroughly reviewed. Bloggers. Media access is restricted and limited to working media. The following types of media will be placed on standby and may not qualify for access: bloggers or podcasters with limited distribution, individuals who work non-reporting roles, photographers not on assignment, an individual who's been granted media access but cannot provide proof of coverage. Now, I am sure that they did this to themselves because of the fact of they let everyone in the first 2 years, and now everybody puts it in there, but I really hope that they don't fucking, like, we've been really good to them, and I've really enjoyed them so far. I hope it doesn't hurt us. I hope other people's bullshit of not covering the event doesn't hurt us that actually provided coverage.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm responding to Jason.
Ooh. Ooh.
Someone goes, this is both boneheaded and bigoted. Either you think gays are going to molest kids in their care, which straight leaders have been doing for decades only to be covered up, or you believe gay scout leaders are naturally deficient compared to straight leaders. Neither of those positions are supported by evidence or common sense. If you hate gays because they disgust you or because your church / parents / God told you to, just get out of the closet and say so. These mental gymnastics I see religious people going through are starting to get ridiculous. He responds, Remy, please read my clarifying response to Doug about how this is not about molestation or pedophiles. Regarding hating gays, I don't. There are transgressions above my own, of which there are many, and in God's eyes weigh no more or less than any other. Which is why I accept Christ to bear my sins, blah, 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 whatever. No, I don't hate another person for his
values or beliefs.
It's
free of charge.
But I can disagree. Huh?
It's free of charge, okay?
I say, you literally don't want your son to participate in a group that allows gay leaders. How the hell is that not hate, dude? Like,
No, I don't hate against him, but I can disagree.
Acapulco.
I totally have # gimme them abs on the response to his post, but I'm gonna go ahead and delete.
Wait, where were you gonna? Where were you gonna post?
The best place.
# gimme them abs.
I don't think it's very conducive to the conversation.
All right, guys.
So, do you guys have Grand Theft Auto on PC?
I do.
You guys ever pick it up? You do?
Yeah. I have it on PC. I have not played it. I think I explained this in the past episode.
Oh, yeah, because you want to wait till you upgrade your computer.
Yeah. And that's coming. That's coming soon. It'll happen here.
The mention is coming, cousin.
I will go ahead. Let me tell you something. I like to upgrade PC probably around September. That is when sale of goods goes through to my brethren in Russia.
I just upgraded my SSD. I got a 250 gig for $99.
The Samsung that was on sale?
Yeah, from Micro Center.
Yeah. Fuck you, man. I wanted that so bad.
For 250 gig, it easily holds the OS plus, you know, like I put Grand Theft Auto on there because that was the only way to get it to work through fucking Social Club. Fuck Social Club.
For real.
So I put those two in there and a few programs, and I still got about 130 gigs left on it. But then again, I've got another internal, like regular SATA drive, and that's 2 terabytes. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm fine.
I am, let's see, in 2 days, Windows 10 gets released.
Yeah.
Can't wait. Fucking upgrade button is, I built a.
I thought you already had it, though.
I did, but I reverted so that way I can get my free upgrade. Because if you don't, then you don't get your free upgrade.
Ah, weird.
It's because if you're running on the, if you're running the beta, they just let you, they allow you to keep running on the beta. But if you, I reinstalled Windows 7 so that way I can get the little Windows logo that actually states that you get the upgrade. It's really
it's weird.
Strange.
I don't see that on mine, even though I just installed it. So maybe
in the bottom right hand corner, it should pop up with "Get Windows 10," and it should
it's not there.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I had it before I formatted because I had to format everything. I pretty much just started over. So. I don't fucking know. I'll figure it out. I should get it though.
You'll get it.
I signed up for it on the other one, so whatever. But I'm gonna get going. I gotta go walk the dog. So.
Well, guys, essentially, we just recorded another show. I may
just post that up. It's 8-bit bits.
Yeah, that's what I was. Maybe I'll do that like after a few days of it being on an exclusive for what's it called?
Patreon.
Mm-hmm. So, all right, guys. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Fuck you.
Yeah, he just fucking left.
Oh, Ashley went. Ashley absolutely loved your post. She tried to interrupt the entire show to talk about it.
Seriously?
She walked in, opened the door, was showing me her phone, going, "Did you see this?" I'm like, "I'm recording."
Yeah, we literally talked about it.
Yeah. And then she gets on her knees.
Oh.
And then she's like waiting for me to turn around and talk about it. I'm like, I am in the middle of something right now.
That's hilarious. I did not even notice. That's funny.
Well, she was under the desk for the most part.
Oh, okay. That explains a little bit.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, I'll get this thing edited and put up.
All right, man.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, dude.
Bye.